We're very fortunate at the National Gallery in having three paintings by Piero della Francesca. This is the earliest, and interestingly, it's the only one that he painted in the traditional technique of egg tempera. His later paintings, he seems to have made a radical change in his technique and used oil. Egg tempera, because of the way it dries, has to be applied with short hatched strokes, and if you look closely at this painting, you can see the hatching that's very typical of tempera. Another convention of tempera painting which is visible is the underpainting of the areas of flesh with green earth. This is a pale, rather bluey green colour, and the flesh tones are applied over it, not so thickly as to completely obscure it, but so that they shine through, giving a cool, almost opalescent effect to the flesh. With time, Piero's colours have, of course, changed and they've become more transparent, so perhaps we're seeing more of this green earth. And certainly where he's made changes to the painting, we can now see the paint underlying it. For example, if you look at the feet of the angel on the far left, you can see that the foot has been moved down and painted over the grass. The grass now shows through. The drapery and wings of the angel who stands with the tree in front of him on the left, he was painted and planned, but on the right, Piero suddenly had the idea of extending the figure over the landscape, and now we can see all the detail of the paths, the hills, the trees coming through the paint of the wings. In general, tempera painting encourages a rather cooler, less saturated tonality than oil paint, and this is very evident in this painting. But surprisingly, even later, when Piero was working in oil, his choice of colour doesn't change very much, and his paintings are always characterised by this sort of cold, sometimes almost chilly, atmosphere that surrounds the figures, always a sense of distance and space around them. It's not the glazed richness of some of his Netherlandish contemporaries.